What's going on, everybody? Welcome back for another episode of Trigger. This is Trigger Tips number 509 here on Wednesday, April 3rd. Let's start out with what was the big story of the weekend, where Joe Biden proclaimed that Easter Sunday, obviously the most important holiday to Christians in general of the year, was Transgender Day of Visibility.
But you didn't do that.
Well, yeah, it's really funny because, you know, he did that, which, you know, questionable whether he actually did that or not. I'm sure it was some staffer.
Yeah.
But then, this is a huge controversy, right?
Yeah.
Clearly, someone must have told him, hey, like, this is, you know, getting some buzz here.
Yeah.
He goes out there at the Easter egg roll on Monday. It's like, oh, no, I didn't do that.
You mean with the oyster bunnies?
Yes, the oyster bunnies.
The oyster bunnies?
Yeah, that was another good gaffe. He says, oh, no, I didn't do that. Well,
it's right here.
Yeah.
Right here. Yeah. I hereby declare.
Another classic don't believe your lying eyes from the Democrats. But this, you know, goes deeper than just this specific incident here.
Yeah.
It goes to a lot of kind of like the deep convictions of the Democrats at this point. One, of course, godlessness. They believe that government is God. And that the government is what gives you your rights.
Yeah.
We've talked recently about how, you know, they want to deem us all Christian nationalists because we believe that our rights are given to us by God and our natural rights. I mean, what a concept. It was only something that all of the founders of the country believed.
Yeah.
I mean, And then they, you know, they also, of course, bow at the altar of the craziest, you know, 1% of the country with the transgenders, the trannies.
Yeah. I don't know if you should.
No, fuck them. Fuck them. It's over. It's on now. This is war. And that's how I feel everyone should feel about this is that this is a direct war, not just on, you know, common sense and sensibilities and what this country was built on. You know, it wasn't too long ago that the skyline of New York City would have been lit up with crosses on Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
And instead, now, we're lit up in the colors of the trannies this Sunday. That was what they did.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's crazy to me that this is where we are now as a country. And
because if he didn't send that tweet, he was going to lose the LGBT vote.
He wouldn't have lost it.
I know. No, exactly. No, no. Exactly. Yeah, it's only like, Joe Biden can turn this into a political disaster.
Right, right. Well,
even the simple things he can't do right.
And it goes back to, you know, they could have just put the one thing up. But then once this became a controversy, they quadrupled down.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's how Democrats operate. It's outright war, right? They always say, oh, the right loves to gin up the culture war. They started the war.
Well, they're the ones that are forcing men into women's bathrooms, women's sports, all this stuff.
Wait, and let's not forget, you know, where all of this started back at gay marriage. And they said, oh, no, well, they just want to get married. I'm like, okay, I mean, it's not like, in a church, but whatever.
Like, it's only Confederate statues. Remember that?
Well,
now they're taking down Columbus and Jefferson and all that.
And it's always, we always say this is a slippery slope. They want to use this as, you know, their entry drug, I guess, to use a quote from, you know, the DARE days of the 90s.
And there's always some squishy, never Trump Republican David French types who are like, wow, that's, you know, this is sensible.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it all goes to shit.
Yeah. I think you have all that and it's the slippery slope and we're sliding down it and you got, like you said, there's this, you know, big thing with Planet Fitness and the women in the locker rooms and it's sick.
Yeah.
What's going on here with this transgender shit? It is sick. These trannies are allowed to just fucking run train on women's sports, come in there, totally dominate the women, win all of these, you know, awards.
Hurt them too.
Oh yeah, you've seen that.
Oh
recently.
I mean, I know it was kind of, you know, it's like meet the parents, but it's kind of like that with the volleyball.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, faces get broken.
I saw recently there was a basketball game, a kids basketball game, where this man, clearly a man, was just trouncing the women.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absurd to me. And it's also really ironic that this comes at a time where, you know, the left loves to parrot, oh, women's sports is so great. Look at Caitlin Clark. She's amazing. But they want to force men into women's sports.
Yeah.
I'd love to see Caitlin Clark try to compete with the men's basketball teams.
Oh, she'll get destroyed.
How'd that go?
Oh, get destroyed. Because
it would totally debunk their entire...
It'll get destroyed.
Illogical fallacy here.
Yeah. But there is a coming backlash against all this. It hasn't reached it here. It hasn't reached here yet, but in the UK it has.
Well, but they went even further.
Yeah. They banned puberty blockers throughout the entire National Health Service.
Yeah.
Even the Labour Party's like,
probably not
women,
a good idea.
men can't be in women's sports.
Yeah.
I believe one of the, I forget the name, but one of the leading transgender healthcare organizations has been racked with controversy because of serial reports of abuse aimed at adolescents, teenagers, and vulnerable adults. You have new studies that show that when you get surgery, when you get your dick chopped off, it does not reduce their suicidal tendencies. Women who are trying to become men, like the Chaz Bono types, the trans men, have a higher risk of liver cancer because when you pump your body full of testosterone, you know, the chances of you growing tumors in your liver are increased because, when you're a biological female, your organs are also, comport to that type of scientific fact of gender and sex, right?
Yeah.
You know, you just can't, it almost seems like the two genders is an actual thing, right, Storm? So you have that. You have feminists like J.K. Rowling and conservatives and normal people. The coalition is broad against all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they have had it. So it is happening in the UK. It sunk Nicola Sturgeon's government in Scotland, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, they have somebody there who's much worse, but she had that trans jail bill.
Yeah.
And she was absolutely unapologetic about it, but it's what caused her government to fail.
Yeah.
And now it is going to come over here. It should be exported here soon. We'll find out. We'll be seeing. But this whole craze is coming to an end because everyone's it's nuts.
I'm not
it's
as nuts. Optimistic as you, but
it's nuts.
These people are sick, is what it comes down to. It's mental illness. I mean, it's not a coincidence that
Remember in the old day it was mental illness.
Well, it is, but
it was taken out of the book.
Yeah, yeah, gender dysphoria.
Yeah.
But it's no surprise that these people, I guess you could use that term, are much more predisposed to sexually abuse children and do all kinds of fucking creepy pedo shit.
Yeah.
It's not a coincidence. And I hope you're right in that there's going to be a massive turnaround on this.
Yeah.
But it is so entrenched in...
I mean, there's going to be obstacles, of course.
Sure,
And then that obstacle is the Democratic fucking party.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's, but it, I mean, it's,
well, it's
no one likes this.
It's supposed to be, the trans day of visibility.
Well, did you see who started
I can
that
see
fucking
these fucking
show?
Weirdos, yeah, no, yeah, okay? Yeah, yeah, we exactly. see them.
Oh, yeah.
They're very obvious.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, and unless we're going to celebrate Michelle Obama finally admitting.
Michael?
Yeah, exactly. Then I don't want to fucking hear about it. It's like, it's outrageous.
Play the tape. Play the tape of her walking down the plane.
The steps.
From the
there's
plane.
Also one of her dancing on Ellen where there's
a
swing,
there's
a pendulum.
Something. Yeah, there's something.
There. But... It to me also, and you covered this angle as well about Biden, loves to talk about his Catholic faith.
Oh my God!
Well, this is totally incompatible with your Catholic faith.
Yeah,
we may have a heretic pope and a heretic president who claims to be a Catholic, but the real tenets of Catholicism here is in direct opposition to this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a fact. And you had, Cardinal Gregory of the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C., basically call out the president for his bullshit on this. Roll that clip, Mr. Producer.
But like a number of Catholics, he picks and chooses dimensions of the faith to highlight while ignoring or even contradicting other parts. There is a phrase that we have used in the past, a cafeteria Catholic. You choose that which is attractive and dismiss that which is challenging.
A cafeteria Catholic. I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
And the same thing with abortion.
Well, that alone is what puts him in the doghouse.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing...
Mm-hmm.
you can't be pro-abortion and be Catholic.
Well, he thinks so.
I mean, he thinks so. And no, Nancy.
And there's
Pelosi
also that small faction of like that group that's like,
oh, the breakaway people. Yeah. Well, those people are. Oh, the, oh God,
yeah, fuck them.
Those head cases.
If we had a real pope, Biden would have been excommunicated.
Probably.
But we don't, and it's unfortunate. And unfortunately, when he dies. The replacement is likely to be even worse because the College of Cardinals has been stacked with liberals. So it's very unlikely we go back to a conservative, Catholic, traditionalist, is what it's referred to, Pope, which is unfortunate. But
yeah, another thing the liberal media gets wrong. There's a difference between political conservatism and traditional, it's like...
Well, especially when it comes to
Catholic,
religion.
Yeah, exactly. The Catholic Church isn't some, you know, like Tea Party Patriots organization.
Yeah, I wish.
I mean, if you look at their economic policy, they're not very... They're very much like for wealth taxes and stuff like that, so...
Yeah.
Quite progressive on the socioeconomics, but...
What else do we got here? Let's talk about the Trump cases, because that's been some pretty decent-sized news lately.
Yeah.
Obviously, Trump paid his bond, his $175 million
with
bond.
With cash.
Yeah, which, it's crazy that it's that much. Fucking outrageous.
We got that runaway albino judge.
Oh, Judge Engoron.
Yeah, Judge Engoron. He looks like a fucking alien who says that like everything that he's done is like invalidated.
Yeah.
Validated and null and void, so...
You have the other New York case, the hush money case, a.k.a. the porn payments.
The porn payments.
Which really comes down to essentially a an FEC violation that they're trying to charge.
Which everybody commits.
Yeah. That the jury selection on that begins, I believe, in a week and a half, on Monday the 15th, maybe. So that's going to get moving. Today, the judge in that case... ruled against Trump, no presidential immunity, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, there's movement there on that. But the other bigger news and cases, of course, is the documents case and the air quote insurrection case, both by Jack Smith, the special counsel. The special counsel is very frustrated with the judge in Florida, which they, of course, have been repeatedly referring to as the Trump-appointed judge. You know, they don't like when we point out that all of these judges in these Trump cases in general, besides this one, are Democrats, right? And are essentially imposing persecution on President Trump. But when and it's not okay to attack them, right? They say, you can't do that, gag order, this and that. But when a Trump-appointed judge rightfully expresses some skepticism of the case and gives jury instructions that Jack Smith, the government-appointed executioner for President Trump, doesn't like, he could attack her all he wants in his court filings. No gag order for him. And the leftist media foaming at the mouth saying, this Trump-appointed judge has no clue what she's doing and she can't be trusted and she's got to be replaced.
Well, the whole Supreme Court is illegitimate now over the Colorado ballot question, so...
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it feeds into it, yeah.
That rhetoric's going to amp up even worse, though, when they rule that he has immunity, because I do think that that's going to happen. That's at least it's my hope, and I do believe... When it comes, you know, you got to realize the Supreme Court, for all of its, you know...
Faults,
issues, or
institutional traditionalism.
Or greatness, right,
Yeah.
Its job is to remove the person from the case, right?
Yeah.
They are ruling on constitutional issues and issues of precedent, right? If they say that Trump doesn't have immunity in this case, they essentially are repealing presidential immunity for every past president and every future president.
Yeah.
And I just don't see him doing that. Like, it's the same thing with the Colorado ballot ruling.
Yeah. You can't reinvent the wheel.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, luckily we have the 6-3 majority. If the Democrats had the majority, it would have been a different ruling. But
what if this goes to the House?
What do you mean?
I'm talking like after like the general election.
I think if it's 269?
Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
Can you imagine?
No, we can't handle that.
I mean, Trump would be president because the Republicans have more delegates. Remember, it's by delegation.
Yeah, do we have more delegations?
Yeah,
Are you sure of that?
Yeah, by states, yeah.
You're sure of that?
I mean, it's slim.
But right.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And it's the new seated Congress. So if we lose those delegations, then we lose.
No.
So you better pray that doesn't happen. Talk
about mayhem.
Well, you know how
no one could ever leave that building until the vote's done.
Well, yeah.
I mean, no one could ever leave.
You know, are they going to hold the certification on January 6th again? Or is it like too bad of a date up there these days?
Right? Yeah, because Jane Grisham would be better. But like, let's say that happens. Watch be like, well, the house needs to be abolished.
Yeah. I am the emperor.
House needs to be abolished.
Well, here's the other thing.
Here you go, man.
Here's the other thing. In that case,
man,
Biden's the one sitting in the office.
Yeah.
He's the one with the presidential power. He easily could do the things that they so...
This is a state of emergency.
Right, right.
Everything's shut down.
Yeah, that they bashed Trump for, you know, authoritarian. He wanted to, you know, stay in office against the will of the people.
Well, you know, the National Guard will be deployed all over the city.
Well, you know...
Which is what Trump wanted to happen. There's testimony that they wanted National Guardsmen on January 6th, but it was, you know...
Sure.
DOD slow walk that shit, so...
I think that, you know, I've held this position for a long time now, that I think there's going to be violence for after the election, no matter what.
Well, no matter what, yeah, probably.
Now, if we win, it's going to be worse. The Democrats will burn cities to the ground, which
Let them do that, Just have a perimeter of security.
And I mean, I feel terrible for the people that are conservatives and live in the cities. That number's dwindling, but they do exist, right? Yeah. There are people that live in the cities and just want to go about their lives and do their jobs and live with their families in safety. But they keep voting Democrats back in.
And you live among the blue-haired freaks, and this is what they do. This is what they do, and they don't get their way.
But so I think there's going to be, you know, violence either way.
Yeah.
If something like that were to happen, it probably would truly rip apart the country at the seams.
It probably would.
So we got to hope that does not happen.
We will be very busy, though.
Also, the math for that is pretty tenuous. It would involve some things going in directions that they never usually go in.
Interesting to think about, just saying.
I hope that it does not happen. We should just win this thing nice and clean.
Nice and clean.
315 or 308 electoral votes is from the maps that I've been cooking up over here.
We got to outperform the cheating, though. Remember that.
Well, that's the big thing.
We got to get the ballot harvesting operations going.
I was talking to one of my friends this morning. And he said exactly that. He's like, well, you know they're getting ready to cheat again.
Yeah.
We just have to beat it by enough.
Yeah.
And, you know, if these polls are to be believed.
Oh, the battleground poll. Yeah. That's a good segue.
If they're accurate, which, who knows. But if they are accurate,
early, man.
It will be a trouncing, and Trump will win very handily. I think right around where I said, 308 or 315. 308.
Which is roughly what he got in, 2016?
No, 20. It was 306.
Yeah, it was 306. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. It's going to be a long, winding road to get to that point.
Yeah.
It definitely seems like some of the bigger legal cases are just not going to happen before the election, which is, of course, what we've been hoping for.
Good.
Georgia's a mess. Letitia, whatever the fuck her name is, or no, Fannie Willis. I always get these fucking Democrat bitches mixed up. Fannie Willis. Was allowed to stay on the case, but has to find a new prosecutor. That's also been appealed now. Trump has appealed that ruling, so that's going to have to go back through. You know, his games just keep pushing, delay, and that's the strongest legal strategy at this point. But
I just find it funny that she felt that no one would know about this.
Oh, yeah.
Nathan, like, the paper trail could span the world nine times over.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Lavish vacations. GPS, geotag, corroborating evidence.
You know,
among text messages.
We find it unbelievable, but it goes to the heart of how Democrats think of themselves.
Oh, that the media would never peer
above
into this?
The law. Yeah, yeah. The media won't look into this. I'll never get in trouble. I could do whatever I want. It's two standards of justice in this country is what it comes back to. I mean, we've been saying that for what now? 6 years we've been six years we've been doing
fact
this.
Check exceptions.
That's where that's at. And Trump's been essentially on a roll. He's had
Teflon Don.
He's had good events, good speeches. He's been relatively on topic. He's been hitting on the subjects that matter to the American people the most.
I love that. That's like the theme of his campaign. Biden's border bloodbath.
Well, that's one of them. That was the event he held
yesterday. Yeah, but I think that, he needs to keep hitting that.
For sure. And of course, when he had that event yesterday, the thing that he said that got the most attention was, well, why don't you take a listen to this for yourself?
The 22-year-old nursing student in Georgia who was barbarically murdered by an illegal alien animal. The Democrats say, please don't call them animals. They're humans. I said, no, they're not humans. They're not humans. They're animals. And Nancy Pelosi told me that. She said, please don't use the word animal, sir, when you're talking about these people. I said, I'll use the word animal because that's what they are. I'll never forget my vow to her.
A very reasonable statement.
Yeah.
The illegal alien murderer of Lake and Riley is an illegal alien animal.
Yeah.
And all of these murderers who come here illegally and commit crimes against Americans are animals.
Yep.
The left doesn't like that. But of course, because they had to pull another bloodbath,
yep,
the Biden campaign cuts it up,
yep,
removes the context,
yep,
and says, Trump just said all immigrants are animals.
They Charlottesville'd him again.
Yeah, yeah, classic.
You know, there are fine people on both sides. I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis. That's the part that gets cut.
I know. And so, you know, I think people are really starting to see how this game is being played by Democrats. I mean, you know, Biden has nothing, right? He, of course, delivered wins that the hard left enjoys. But average Americans see what's happening. Borders overrun. World's less safe than pretty much any time in the last decade. You have inflation and the economy really in the shitter. I mean, someone was on the streets of New York asking, I think it was Jesse Waters maybe, asking people, what's Biden's top accomplishment? They couldn't name it.
Yeah, it's nothing.
And when you as the president have that,
yeah,
I mean, that's very tough. His
top accomplishment is something that it's something you can't even claim credit to. It was Obamacare's anniversary. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, mm-hmm, that's an Obama presidency, you know, domestic achievement, not yours.
Not to mention, they were lying about that,
too.
They were
lying about that, too. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, that's not, like, but in terms of, like, domestic pop, like, yes, but that's not yours, dude. Also, the fact that you have to reach back into that era, mm-hmm, to find something positive about your policy because you got nothing is just, I mean, that's just, that's it.
Well, and then they go out there every day, and Karine Gray-Poupon, eminent retard of the White House, second in command to Joe Biden, of course, had this to say about illegal immigrants and their importance to the country.
Does the White House believe that there is a bloodbath taking place or a wave of migrant crime?
Look, we've been very clear about, I just laid out to Josh, when it comes to immigrants, how important they are to the fabric of this country, how important they are to the strength of this country, to our economy. And that continues to be true, right? That's something that this president believes.
Illegal aliens are important to the fabric of the country. Okay. Makes sense, God. Yeah.
I mean, the ones that were, you know, that were squatting in a drug den in New York with guns and minors in the basement?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Well, eight illegals.
There was an arsenal down there. Eight illegals, drugs.
Arsenal, drugs, like you said. Miners in the basement. Who knows what they were doing to them? Guess what happened? Arrested.
Set free.
Released. No bail. Released, no bail. Daniel Penny had a $100,000 bail set on him for defending an American citizen in the New York City subway. And these illegals, no problem.
What a mess.
Same trend as down in Texas. An El Paso magistrate judge, I'm not sure if you heard about this one.
Ooh.
You've seen the video of the illegals who overran the National Guard and fought their way into the country.
It was a riot. It was an invasion.
Uh-huh. Well, they were arrested, right?
Uh-huh.
Now released. No bail. And I think maybe charges dropped. This is an El Paso magistrate judge ordered the release of illegal immigrants that breached the barriers and plowed through National Guard soldiers.
Sounds like a job for the Minutemen now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's unbelievable. There's like a line where you could say, okay, you know, all these bad things are happening. They're not really doing anything to fix it. They're doing things to actively encourage it and just make it worse all of the time.
Yeah.
This is just one example. You know, we've talked about the flights. They're bringing in the hundreds of thousands of illegals. They're flying in from all over the world into the country. They are flying them in, importing them, right? It's not a matter of them coming across the border. They are literally sending planes to fucking Mexico City and then flying a plane load of illegals into the country to Miami and a list of other places. 340,000 so far have landed at Miami. And Governor DeSantis is doing a lot to fight back against this, but there's not a lot he can do. They bring him in, they release him into the city.
Well, Well, they can shoot down the planes.
Well, I wish. Don't throw at me with a good time. I mean, you know, it's just outrageous what's going on here. And like I said, President Trump's hitting on the issues that people care about. He had that press conference yesterday where, you know, they took that thing out of context. But they are animals. Fuck them. Illegals should not be considered to be allowed in this country whatsoever.
Yeah. And talk about...
No human is illegal. Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Fuck that.
Talk about preventable crimes.
Yeah.
This is like the very definition of preventable crime. Mm-hmm. All the rapes, the DUIs, the murders, the
break-ins. you mean like the Haitian illegal who Biden flew into the country who then raped a mentally disabled underage minor.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
Biden brought him in.
Yeah. And now we have Chilean gangs going crazy.
Yep.
I believe in Florida.
Yeah, oh, all over the place.
And they're they're breaking into the homes. Yep. They're invading our neighborhoods. Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's just out of control. It's out of control. And, you know, Trump's just got to keep up his good campaign here. They're doing a good job. They raised a significant amount of money recently. They're getting going there. You know, still need to do a lot more. I'm encouraged by kind of the overhaul at the RNC and what they're doing there. You know, they just got to keep chugging along. They got to try to run a campaign free of mistakes. And, you know, Trump's in the lead right now. It's always better to be the guy in the lead that doesn't have to fight back. Biden can't get anything right at this point. You know, and I think that also you have worse things that I think are going to happen here over the next 6 months. You have an unknown situation with China and Taiwan, which, you know, thoughts and prayers to the people of Taiwan hit by that awful earthquake. Some of those videos are crazy.
Oh, nuts. Did you see the guy in the swimming pool?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, did you see the one where the people are on the road and these huge boulders come crashing down and crushing cars on the fucking road? It's a miracle that only apparently so far 9 people have died.
Oh, way.
Well, I think there's a lot more people that are missing and there's people that are stuck in buildings. There's miners that are also in the... I don't know what they're mining for over there, whether it be like gold or whatever.
Yeah.
Or those precious earth metals or whatever.
They're trapped in the mines.
They're trapped, so, trapped, you know, it's terrible. Luckily, they didn't get hit with a major tsunami like they were worried about. Yeah. But, you got the China-Taiwan situation. I loved the conspiracy theories of China.
China did it? They have an earthquake machine?
Yeah. Well, to be fair, China did surround them with ships and planes shortly after the earthquake.
Well, they were waiting for that tsunami.
Yeah, maybe.
Dude, let me tell you something. If a tsunami hit and I'm China, I'm going in.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm going in. It clears away a natural beachhead. Clears away everything.
Well, that's true.
Let the water recede, all the debris, and then just go in.
Yeah. I'll tell you, a lot of buildings collapse. Earthquakes freak me out. I could never live where there are major earthquakes at any time. I could just never do it.
Yeah.
You know me. I need my predictability.
Yeah.
You know, other weather, you got tornadoes, hurricanes, you could always at least predict that there's a chance that it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Earthquakes come out of nowhere. I mean, those people were just going about their day and then just got fucked up. What else do we got going on here? You know, and the other unknown for the rest of the year, too, is there's always something major that happens, right? The October surprise.
Yeah.
What's that going to be this year? I don't know. It's been a crazy year already, so it could only be something really outrageous. And also, you have the debate situation.
Ah.
Trump's already beaten the drum of the debates. Like I remember, like anytime, I recommended. Yeah.
Anywhere.
Yep. He had an empty podium next to him at his event. I think it was maybe today.
Yep.
And so he's got to keep doing that. He's got to keep on him. I do. And really, though, if Biden doesn't debate, Trump wins.
Yeah.
Because Trump's the one in the lead, right? Biden's going to need a debate to try to come back if these poll numbers hold until, you know, the September-October timeframe. And a lot's going to fluctuate between now and then. But, you know, I think that if Biden doesn't debate, it just puts the nail in the coffin of he's not up to the challenge and people are going to vote against him for it, I think. You know, have you seen some of these numbers lately?
Yeah.
You have the youth...
The Utes.
Yeah, the Utes.
The Utes in revolt.
Which has always been, at least in recent times, a heavy, heavy Democrat stronghold.
Are you kidding me? Like 80-20 Democrat stronghold.
It's like 50-50 right now, according to these numbers. The same thing you're seeing, the trends in the black vote, Hispanic vote, independents, even some of the, you know...
The black vote especially, if that holds...
Oh, yeah.
That's sure. The election.
For sure.
I mean, yep. I mean, forget Hispanics, independent swings, you know, married white women, mm-hmm. college-educated men swing. Forget all that. If that black voter thing holds,
mm-hmm.
we win this election.
Yep. Well, and, you know, Trump...
Although right now it is too good to be true territory. That is something.
I agree.
It's like 27%?
And I think it'll probably naturally tighten up. Over time. Yeah. You know, you have the conventions over the summer.
Then the ads get ramped up and everything.
Yeah. Listen, the Democrats are going to spend a lot of money. Oh, We've been talking about it. They're going to probably spend $2 billion to try to beat Trump. But take a listen to...
Odd, I thought he was so easy and unbeatable.
Well, on that exact
right?
point...
Right?
On that exact point, Jill Biden today was on CBS. Take a listen to this exchange.
But when these polls, like the Wall Street Journal one, land in the White House and he's losing in all the battleground states...
No, he's not losing in all the battleground states. He's coming up and he's even or doing better. So, you know what? Once people start to focus in and they see their two choices, it's obvious that Joe will win this election.
All right.
Oh, well, it's so obvious that Joe's going to win. They're essentially making the same mistake as Hillary did in 2016, which is great for us.
That's fine.
I highly encourage it.
That's fine.
But I just love that that's where their mentality is. Well, obviously, we're going to win. Who would vote for Trump?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. A lot of people who previously hated Trump because of personality or other things
That's no longer the
case. Are going to vote for him.
Yeah. After eight years, they're tired of this shit.
They've seen what Joe Biden's going to do.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they see that Trump... is normal.
Yeah.
He puts out Easter messages instead of tranny messages. Yeah. He goes and respects a fallen hero of law enforcement and the NYPD.
Yeah.
You know, he's doing all the right things. He's talking about all the right things. Yeah. And so I think, you know, it's very positive.
They're mad at him because he's selling Bibles.
Who cares?
Well,
it goes back to the godlessness.
Who cares?
How dare he
sell the most popular book of all time? How dare he do that?
Yeah, well, I love he had a rally. He had a rally. I guess it was maybe last week. And he was telling – he always tells this story. It's a common recurrent story. Yeah. He goes, someone came up to me and they said, sir, you're the most popular person in the whole world. And he says, nope, no, I'm not. Guy says, who's more popular? Trump goes, the guy goes by Jesus Christ. Maybe I'm number two, but Jesus Christ is number one. It's just like, you know, Biden would never make jokes like that. He barely even knows where he is.
He'll be like, Oyster Bunny.
Yeah, why don't you come up, Oyster Bunny?
Oyster Bunny.
Yeah.
Who's Bo? Is Bo here?
Yeah. And speaking of fallen NYPD officer Diller, Trump went to the wake on Friday last week, as we predicted, and he had this to say. Take a listen to what he had to say.
It's an honor to be here, and again, I want to just thank all of you folks for allowing this. And Bruce, thank you. Bruce has been a friend of mine for a long time. He's done an incredible job out here, but this is such a sad occasion. The only thing we can say is maybe something is going to be learned. We've got to toughen it up. We've got to strengthen it up. This should never be allowed. Things like this shouldn't take place and to take place so often. So thank you all for being here. It's an honor, and it's an honor for me to be here. This is a great family, the Diller family. I met the friends, and I met every one of them inside, and these are just incredible people that are just devastated. They're devastated. They've got a tough road. It's going to be a very tough road. So thank you very much, everybody. Appreciate it.
You know, if he keeps on message like that, he's going to trounce this election.
He's going to win, you also, do you know who else came to that wake? Kathy Hochul.
Oh, Kathy Hochul.
And she got booted.
Blasted out of there,
10 minutes. It was like that scene from Blue Bloods, you know, when the mayor comes in. Yeah. Yep.
Get out of there.
Asked to leave.
Yep.
I believe it was in Massapequa, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
What the hell was she thinking going on?
She's a disgrace, you know. It's the Democrat policies. Yeah. Those guys should have been in jail.
21 priors?
They should have been rotting in jail, in prison.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they were on the street and had a gun, and that's how it goes. Yeah. And
this happens when stop and frisk goes away. This is what happens when broken windows theory is tossed to the side. It's when we coddle these people. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's out of control. That's not just that. It's also the just the hordes of mentally ill people screaming and assaulting people.
There was two
Get the tranquilizer gun, shoot them, and then put them in jail. I don't care what you have to do now.
I wish.
Now I'm like, let's go back to like 1700s treatments.
Strap them
to a chair, pump them full of drugs, make them catatonic, and then just keep them away from the public.
Because they're out
of control.
Well, you know, and I've said this for years. When they shut down the asylums.
Yeah, no.
You know?
Bring back the electric shock therapy. Didn't that work?
Well, I don't know about
isn't the electric... That shit works, though. Gotta lock these people up. Right?
The problem is they want to let everybody out of jail.
Well, that's the thing.
And then they want to bring in all the criminals from all the other countries, too. But there was two underreported stories that the liberal media tried to debunk. One bigger than the other. But first I want to start with... This is the priest who married Officer Jonathan Diller and his wife, Stephanie... had a story about President Trump at the wake. Take a listen.
You were there when President Trump walked into the funeral home at the wake. What was your interaction like?
So it was really beautiful. Stephanie introduced me to the president as the priest that married them. And I was able to just say, Mr. President, thank you for being here. Thank you for your goodness to this family. Would you be willing to pray with us? And he said, of course, Father Duffy. And I said, ladies and gentlemen, President Trump would like to pray with us. Let's all say an Our Father together. And the whole room, including the president standing right next to me, prayed an Our Father. And then I gave a blessing to everyone present through the intercession of Our Lady of Sorrows. And then the president so beautifully turned and kissed baby Ryan on the forehead. And the baby clapped at the president, and it just broke the tension. It was just such a beautiful, human, simple moment that meant so much to the family and so much to the people in that room.
I just thought that's so cool. Like, he, you know, he's just such a good, you know, everyone says, oh, Trump's evil, this and that. Like, at his heart, he is a good guy. You know, there's numerous countless stories over the years of President Trump doing things for people who have helped him or people in need in the city of New York. You know, like, he's paid off countless mortgages of people he know that have sick children or, you know, one time someone stopped on the side of the road to help him. His limo broke down.
Mm.
And this guy stopped on the side of the road to see if he could help him out to get back going again. Trump just out of nowhere pays the guy's mortgage off.
Yeah.
They get a letter a week later that your mortgage is paid off. And in fact, that is what President Trump did for the family of Officer Jonathan Diller. I love that the liberals say, oh, there's no proof that Trump did that.
Yeah.
He didn't write them a check. Well, no, that's not how it works. Trump wrote a check to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Okay, which is great, great foundation. One of the only charities that I give to. Highly, highly endorse them. What they do is they pay the mortgages of the families of our fallen heroes, you know, especially police officers and firefighters. And it was started after 9/11, especially to help NYPD and FDNY families who were struggling in the wake of usually the primary breadwinner of the family dying in the towers.
Yeah.
Trump wrote a check to Tunnel to Towers, and Tunnel to Towers paid off the mortgage. That's how it works. They say, oh, well, there's no proof of that. That's what was said. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Like, it's just insane to me that they're so deranged in their own, like, frothing at the mouth that they can't even take a second to acknowledge that an NYPD officer was murdered in cold blood because a career criminal was on the streets because of their policies.
It makes them look bad. You know, they got to attack. They got to do something.
Yep.
It's ridiculous, but that's how the game is played.
Yeah, yep. And meanwhile, New York City's just going down the shitter.
Oh, it's bad.
You wrote about this.
Yeah.
There's women. This is a classic Vespa headline. Women are being punched in the face all over New York City. And it's 100%
true. It's 100% true.
Well, normally your headlines are planes are falling out of the sky.
Well, hold on a second. Which, they are falling out of the sky.
Okay. I'll give you credit.
And I'm going on one of them fucking planes next month, and I'm shitting bricks about it.
I'll give you credit. That did come true in the end.
In the end.
When it was written, not so much, but in the end, it did come true. But, you know, there's this, like, epidemic of these incidents of random attacks on women.
This is what happens when you don't throw those mentally ill people in the asylum.
Well, and not only that, the Democrats then have the gall to come out and say, where are the men in all of this to defend the women? Well...
Wait. So Believe All Women is not adhered to on physical violence.
Well.
Rape, yes, but...
No,
well,
but
that is physical violence, but you know what I mean. Punch in the face.
I know what you mean. No. But what they're saying, where's the men to defend all these women? I'll give you a hint. Daniel Penny.
Yeah.
Okay? It was clearly a message sent that if you do something to defend another citizen,
you're going to get charged. Citizen, yeah.
You're going to get charged.
Manslaughter.
Why would you do anything?
Yeah.
Like, it's just crazy to me that they don't realize that this is the consequence of their own actions. Yeah. They sent the clear message.
I also thought it was more offensive when Adams was like, I think this is a social media fad.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're recording their broken jaws and busted up eye sockets. It's just...
Well, not only that, there's a wave of random people being pushed onto the tracks.
Yeah, some guy got fucking killed.
Yep.
Did you see that shit?
There was like three in a 72-hour period last week.
They arrested the guy. Did they let him out?
Probably. It is just, it's out of control. It's totally out of control what's going on. And it's, you know, these Democrat cities are going to have a real problem here because you're seeing a mass exodus of law-abiding citizens, of the taxpayers. And as they lose their tax base, who's going to pay for all their social justice welfare programs?
And these are a lot of staunch Democrats, too. I mean, no doubt the college kids who are being assaulted. Remember, she's like, I'm afraid to go back to school.
Yep.
I'm afraid to go back to school.
Yep.
I did like how the Washington Post reached out to both of them, and they didn't want to talk to the Washington Post.
Yeah. Yep.
But it's just like, you know.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. I mean, it's really a sad state of affairs in this country, and I love when...
I mean, the fucking National Guard's in the subway. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
You know? And they got the new, it looks like anti-terror metal detection systems going through there, and it's just like, what's happened?
Well, and it's particularly ironic when Democrats, and I think we were just talking about this before we recorded, when Democrats go out there and say, crime is down. Anyone with two eyes can fucking see the crime's not down. It's a classic case of Dems don't believe your lying eyes.
Everything's fine. You know,
the border's under control. Yeah. Crime's not down. Inflation? Yeah. What inflation? Yeah. I mean, it's
Naked Gun come to life.
Yeah.
Now, nothing to see here as like, you know, the things exploding in the background, you know, it's just.
Well, and you have, you know, people like Hillary go on TV and it's like, yeah, well, you think it's bad now. Wait till Trump gets back in office.
You mean
things are going to get so much worse?
You mean when there was law and order, prosperity, and peace on earth?
I love that.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Obviously, things would get much better.
Yeah.
But I'm like, worse? I feel like Clark Griswold in Christmas Vacation. How could things get any worse? We are at the threshold of hell here.
Yeah, we are.
And they're saying things are going to get worse. It's rich.
Because it's the rich. Democrats are going to lose, things are going to get worse. It's so predictable.
Well, what's ironic is they will be the ones working to make it worse because they'll be the ones burning cities down and committing crimes and doing everything they can to undermine President Trump.
We'll have, unleash the tanks. Unleash the Apache helicopters.
I wish. We'll have Russia collusion hoax 2.0 for sure.
Well, they're already trying to start that bullshit.
Yeah. So, that's where we're at now. Very uplifting episode here for you.
Yeah, I know. Has those jobs report numbers figures been revised down? Because you know that's going to happen.
No, jobs report comes Friday.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's gonna. Well, okay. Wait 4 weeks.
No. Here's what's going to happen.
You know,
yet again,
because you know this Chinese fucking math we got, and they always do with the inflation. They always take 3 months, the past 3 months, to show that. Oh, look, it's gone down. Yeah, fine. I can do that. The last, with football. Yeah, Saquon Barkley's the healthiest he's ever been. If I just take the last 18 games, you know.
Then
he was fucking injured.
They do it with the inflation stuff, but it's particularly egregious with the jobs report stuff. And there's a couple reasons actually why.
Yeah.
one, they put these ridiculous numbers out, and then they revised them down two or three times later on, mid-months afterwards, right? But what they have is they're using this doctored jobs data to decide on Federal Reserve policy.
Yeah.
Right? And so they look at that, and they're using bad data to make decisions about essentially what's the lifeblood of the economy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's good. That's really good. It's a great system we got going here for us.
And on commercial real estate, did you see that New York has hit a record of empty office spaces? Yep. Yep. Empty office spaces? Yep. I mean, a major lender had to default on a massive $240 billion loan, million dollar loan, excuse me. I'm pretty sure that's going to be a strategic foreclosure.
Oh, it's only just beginning on that front. Oh, Lord, it's only just beginning. Several banks are going to go down because of it in the end.
That's a lot of debt. That's a lot of assets that are toxic.
Well, and not only that, if you look at the books of the big banks, you know, Bank of America, all the big ones, Citi, Chase.
Yeah, yeah.
They're holding hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars in unrealized losses on their books. When that comes to fruition, if they realize those losses, they're not going to have the liquidity. Yeah.
We're going to need TARP 2.0.
I mean, that's essentially
With this Congress, it was already a bitch to get TARP 1 passed.
Well, yeah.
This Congress? Are you fucking kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, the bailouts, and that's how they go. I mean, it was all by design after 2008 when they passed Dodd-Frank to make the banks too big to fail.
Yeah.
So that if anything ever does happen, there's going to be a forced bailout because you can't let 30% of the banking industry fail. It's just not going to happen. So
also, didn't Dodd-Frank really screw over like those community banks?
Oh, big time!
Right,
big time.
Yep. So it allowed the metro. It's like Jefferson. It's like it allowed the big city banks to be okay because they could soak up all the regulatory heebie-jeebie. But for the ones out in the rural regions of America, they couldn't cope.
Well, what happened?
And they got absorbed into the other fucking banks.
I was about to say they didn't really close, but they got bought.
Yeah,
and it consolidated everything into these massive.
Because that's such a great to you know
yeah
to basically put all the risk in one location.
Yeah,
it's like what's that called, was the Die Hard where all the backup of the accumulated wealth of America is in one location?
Yeah,
remember that? The FBI director's like, all in one location.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, our economic and banking system and cash and money liquidity, everyone doesn't realize just how fragile it truly is. In 2008, we were about three steps away from fucked.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was really bad.
Yeah, hours away from having no money coming out of the fucking ATMs, man. I mean, it was bad.
Yeah, so.
But you know what could reduce that risk? Buying gold.
Oh, my God. Not financial advice. I bet some of you wish it was back in the day because gold now just hit an all-time high, which actually
I was right. Look, if you listen to me, I was right. But that's not financial advice. Yep. Yeah, but I will get a commission, Jay. You want some money for saving your asses.
Yeah. Well, you know, all those times we had those gold sponsors.
And crypto has reached an all-time
high. I understand that. Also not financial advice. But here, I will say, the gold pattern is particularly concerning.
Yeah.
Because when gold has reached either an all-time high or, you know, essentially an all-time high is for data purposes.
Yeah.
Shortly thereafter,
everyone has to grab their ankles.
There's a crash.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. So we'll see what happens there. It's very interesting. You know, a lot of big names are selling all their shit. Yeah. Not financial advice, but, you know, just be careful.
It was a bloodbath yesterday on the Dow.
Not as bad as it should be, though. Yeah. That's what worries me. And you know I've been saying this for, 2 years now, that the market is just disconnected from the reality of businesses in this country.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you have these kinds of numbers floating around, it's only a matter of time until the shit hits the fan. Yeah. But do you know what is the real currency to insure with? Mm. Obviously, you should have a stockpile of cash at your house for emergency purposes. Mm. Always smart. Because if we ever get hit really bad, the ATMs are fucked, credit cards are fucked, all that, right?
Yeah.
That is financial advice because it's your money. But the other thing, ammunition. Lock and load, buy guns, buy ammo. That's real advice
MREs.
Right there. Trust me, I really think you should take that advice. and so, you know, it's the one thing that really is the true end of the world currency is guns and ammunition. So yeah. Locked and loaded.
Things are getting hairy. Look at Teaneck, New Jersey. All the terrorists are invading that city.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a pogrom. It really is. Yeah. I mean, they basically meet in Patterson and then they drive 13 miles to Teaneck to harass the Jews.
Yeah.
There's no protection and the cops don't do anything. So,
well, and I fear that we're about to see a major escalation in the war in the Middle East with Iran directly taking on Israel.
That? Did you see that tweet? 48 hours they're going to be attacked?
Yeah, I mean, it's rumors, but essentially...
I mean, that was also 16 hours ago.
The rumor is that in order to retaliate for what happened yesterday, where they took out the Quds Force commander and a bunch of terrorists in Syria, that Iran is now going to directly engage and attack Israel. If that were to happen, I'll tell you, it's going to be really messy, especially given the state of people's opinions on Israel and against the Jews in general and the war and Biden and the U.S.'s involvement
in it. It's so great that we have our guys on a floating fucking pier.
Oh, Iran will hit that in 10 seconds.
Are you kidding me? We said this last week.
Who could have seen it coming?
It is a floating terror target and we have nowhere. It's ridiculous.
Who could have seen this coming?
I know.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, Joe.
We're
going to
wrap up. I gotta get a lot of shit done here. I got to do my real job, but I do enjoy, and, you know, we gotta do the show for the people because when we don't do the show, people get mad.
We love the people.
Of course, if you want to email us, reach out, triggered@townhall.com. We love hearing from all of you. If you enjoy Triggered and want it uncensored and want to directly support what we're doing, not only here on the podcast, but everything we're doing over at Town Hall, Red State, PJ Media, and everyone else, become a Town Hall VIP member at townhallvip.com. Use the promo code SAVEAMERICA for 50% off your membership. Get into this exclusive club of patriots. I promise you will love it, especially today's episode of Triggered Uncensored was probably off the rails. Mike, Mr. Producer, is going to have a tough time with this one for sure.
Might get another.
Yeah. Love you. We love all of our VIPs. I promise you will love it. Money back guarantee. You're the only ones who get it. If you could pitch in and support us, we would really appreciate it. You know, we're under constant attack from the government.
Before
from
the fucking FBI agents come knocking out our door.
Oh, we're fucked for sure. If Biden wins.
We're done. We're going to the camps. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're going on permanent vacation.
Yeah. I'm not going anywhere. Everyone knows what that means. So, all right. TownhallVIP.com. Use the promo code SAVEAMERICA for 50% off. Thank you to all of you who are VIP members. And there are so many of you Triggered listeners who have joined VIP. It really means the world to us. And we love all of you who listen. Of course, 5-star ratings and reviews go a long way to helping us beat the big tech algorithm. And we will be back here next week. On Wednesday, April 10th, unless, of course, the world explodes on Monday during the solar eclipse. I love those series.
It's that movie Knowing.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The solar flares.
Enjoy,
burn us up.
If you are in the path, enjoy the total solar eclipse. I know I will be. And, of course, enjoy the last weekend of March Madness. It's sure to be a good one. We will see you next week on Wednesday for another episode of Trigger.
See you then.